With yesterday technically being the first day of spring, started at 11:06 last night, we're all embracing spring. We got spring fever happening. So every Wednesday, we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And we're talking about how to refresh our homes for the spring, Susie.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of spring, Kevin, I think of bright floral smells, green grass, and birds chirping. And most of those things really remind me of outside. But I also think it's a great time to refresh the inside of your home to kind of reflect that same rejuvenation. But first, we need to start with the not fun stuff, which is cleaning, dusting, and decluttering. And this isn't really fun for most people, like including myself. So if you have the budget to outsource, give your trusted cleaning company a call and schedule a seasonal deep clean. A clean house that's well-kept really adds value to you because it makes your everyday cleaning a lighter task, and it keeps things from building up around you. So consider spring cleaning like a meticulous car detail rather than a standard car wash is kind of like the analogy I would think of.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning dives deeper into like the nooks and crannies. It ensures a thorough refresh throughout the home. So depending on the size of your home and the number of rooms you have, the prices to outsource could vary, but that also could save you valuable time that you could spend elsewhere, right?
Yeah, and I feel like it affects your mood too. Like when you have that deep clean of your house, like right when it's done, you just feel better.
Yeah, when you walk in your house and you're like, did somebody clean today? It feels amazing in here. Yeah. So for those without the budget, or you know, some people just like to control cleaning themselves. I know there's a lot of like jokes on social media about how like you might as well just do it yourself because you have a certain way you like to clean, right?
Yeah.
But you want to start from top to bottom in the house. So, you know, ceilings to the floors, right? So you're going to remove all the cobwebs and dust from the ceiling trim, all the light fixtures. If you have those ceiling fans, those really don't get cleaned very often, right? So that's like a really good time to kind of dust those off before you start actually using them. Baseboards, et cetera. And then next, you're going to eliminate clutter by clearing away items from shelves, drawers, and cabinets, because that's going to help you to actually clean, is to not have so much stuff to clean around. And you want to really decide, you know, do you want to keep them, toss them, donate them, et cetera. And then cleaning windows, blinds, and curtains. And a local window cleaner that actually came to my office to talk to us about window cleaning, because that's a whole business itself, they recommended using surgical towels that you can buy at a local hardware store or online to clean window glass inside and outside. And these are great because they're truly lint-free. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If they're used in surgery, they have to be sterile for the environment, right? So no lint on those towels.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and they're not expensive actually to buy, but to use for glass. And then finally, you know, tackling the floors and deep cleaning carpets and hardwood floors. And, you know, for that, you want to push your furniture away, kind of get those crevice tools out on that vacuum that you don't maybe use all the time to clean the corners and baseboards. And to me, it's just, you know, all of this set aside, like, it's like worth the investment sometimes to have someone else do certain things. So for me personally, I'd hire someone to do my windows. I'd hire someone to deep clean my carpets. And then that way I can do the decluttering and organizing myself.
Totally. Now that it's officially spring, spring started last night at 11:06. We are in the spring season, so we're all trying to get our houses ready, the outside and the inside. And every Wednesday, we talk to our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And Susie, what are some ways that we can make the inside of our house feel like springtime?
Yeah, I mean, before we dive in, Kevin, you just to a time stamped the spring season, which I am very impressed by.
I kept seeing that online. I was like, oh, 11:06, I guess. So today is really the first daytime of spring.
I'm not sure anyone is more excited for spring than you in this moment, right?
It's true. It's true. I'm very excited.
So one of the easiest ways to infuse your home with the spirit of spring is really incorporating fresh flowers and those vibrant colors into your decor. And I'm no like interior design expert, so I'm not going to dive into like the, you know, interior decorating necessarily, but I do love flowers, and I used to work at a florist in high school and make arrangements, so I feel like I can talk a little bit about flowers. So flowers not only add natural beauty but also like bring a lot of vitality inside. You'd be surprised how nice it feels just to like have fresh flowers in the house. So for spring florals, what's in season right now is, you know, consider getting some tulips, some daffodils, and you can put them in various rooms to kind of brighten up the space and lift up your mood. And if you're looking for like a romantic tradition for anybody out there to kind of bring a smile to your partner's face, my dad used to bring home flowers every Friday for the weekend and put them in a vase on the kitchen table. So then when we had meals around the table, you know, we always had these fresh flowers.
That's
it was
a good
idea. Like a really sweet tradition to start the weekend, I thought.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that.
Yeah. And as weather warms up, you know, bugs and spiders often try to find their way into our homes now. I personally, I mean, I live around a lot of woods, but I found some really huge spiders in my garage this week, and I was really grossed out. So, you know, if you're like me and you're not into that, you know, you could add some essential oils, a few drops of those into a spray bottle. And I have some other tips on that for insect activity. But you can also use this to make your house smell good, like freshen up fabrics, carpets and linens. You know, you can just like leave a little bottle by your bedside and then like spray it after you make the bed and just refresh the smell in your bedroom is nice. But you can also put some on cotton balls. They say that spiders don't really like peppermint or lemon citrus scents also. So you could put those in cabinets or closets or other areas that might be prone to insect activity. And that will kind of keep them away. But this not only smells awesome and keep the pests away, but it also keeps your house not having so many harsh chemicals, because I know that they make a lot of sprays for spiders and insects and stuff like that too. And lastly, you know, spring cleaning, it's really the perfect opportunity to tackle clutter and get organized. But an easy way to do this that I recommend is really just to walk around with like an empty bin or even like a laundry basket and just put things in there that need to go, you know, like walk around and be like, this needs to be thrown out. This is like a random puzzle piece and the whole puzzle doesn't even exist anymore. Let's just get rid of this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, or here's this one sock that I've been looking to match up with another sock. Like, we're just going to get rid of this thing right now. And then the second is then walk around and like have a donation bin and, you know, try to find what things you can actually get rid of in your home that nobody's going to miss if it's gone. Do your research to support local organizations first when it comes to donations.
That reminds me, I need to get some stuff together and clear out some things for Goodwill to donate. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and even some of our veteran organizations will do a pickup as well. So you just kind of have to get savvy about how you're donating items.
All right, awesome. These are all great tips. Spring is here, and it's time to get the house feeling like spring. Thank you so much, Susie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.